You join us here on Thursdays at 5. We've got, you know, huddle up with Harsin now at 2 o'clock.
You guys got Boise State all over the place. It's great.
Well, the outreach, I know, is always important to let people know, you know, what's going on, you know, how they can do this, that, or the other. With you, it's a little different in that, you know, I always look at it like the buck stops at the athletic department at the top. And so you're responsible for all things financial, and some things are very visible to all of us. And late-night tip-offs for basketball on network television are sort of a double-edged sword that the football program knows all about. Basketball now knows something about it. And so we wonder, you know, how tough that could be when revenue is so important to grow and tickets are a big part of revenue. It doesn't seem like right now the weather's been the biggest challenge.
Well, definitely the last two games. And two pretty attractive opponents in San Diego State, New Mexico. I think those are two Mountain West Conference teams, at least in basketball, that fans, you know, look forward to coming out and seeing. So, the fact that they were at 9 o'clock and the weather might have been the two worst days we've had during basketball season so far definitely, affected us at the gate, ticket sales wise. But for us, you know, I look at ticket sales kind of in general. I don't necessarily just take basketball or football. There's really kind of four categories. You have season tickets for both sports and then individual ticket sales. So at the end of the day, after basketball season, you know, we kind of throw all that into a big pot and hopefully it comes out close to what we budgeted. And so in football season ticket sales, we were down, but we made up a lot of that in individual ticket sales, and it was somewhat the opposite for men's basketball. We made it up a lot on the season ticket side. Some of that I think has to do with our team, you know, being fun to watch and people excited about it. Some of it has to do with the NC2A basketball tournament that was a part of that.
For next
spring.
So,
exactly. And, so right now in terms of, you know, overall individual ticket sales for basketball season up to this point is down a bit. You know, in particular because of those two games, which, you know, in the beginning, when you're budgeting those games, you're probably putting a much higher number on there. So that certainly affected us financially. But we're still in the overall, of ticket sales just in general, we're okay. Not where we'd like to be, obviously, but, those two games hurt us, no doubt.
Now, not to skim over it because not everybody understands the NCAA's coming back to Taco Bell Arena. There had been quite an absence there for a while.
Yeah.
And there has been in the past a incentive per se that if you wanted to be considered eligible to buy tickets for the NCAA's, you were asked to buy certain types of season ticket packages. How did it work this last time? Was it a 2-year season ticket commitment?
Yeah. So the first folks that will get, well, the people will get the first opportunity are those that had season tickets last year and this year. And then, I would suppose we'd go for season ticket holders that weren't ticket holders last year, but are ticket holders this year. And then we'll kind of, you know, move on from there.
Numbers wise, how will that work? I mean, we look at the NCAA basketball tournament. You have an approximate number of tickets that you're going to have access to.
Yeah.
And how does that number match up with 2-year season ticket holders and 1-year season ticket holders?
Well, we don't know the exact number yet. So we haven't gotten that number of tickets that are available to us to sell. But what we've always been able to do, at least, is to offer every season ticket holder that has tickets the same amount of seats that they have for basketball.
Wow. Yeah. For the NCAA, yeah. So if and I then, have four.
And then, you know, a lot of times what we'll do is if they want more than that, then they'll make a request. But then we go through the, we have to take care of, you know, people who don't have any tickets yet before we go back to season ticket holders that may want, you know, 8 instead of the 4 that they normally have. So up to this point, we've always been able to, you know, give you what you purchased through Boise State. I don't know if that's going to be the same case yet because we don't have that number back, but I'm hopeful that that'll be at least consistent from, you know, what we've done in the past.
I think we're having a deja vu moment question here from the football season, but the 9 o'clock tip-offs for basketball, I don't remember 3 of them in the past in one season. And now moving forward, I believe there's at least 4 8 o'clock games. Is this the beginning of a new trend? Has something changed in terms of the TV commitments, the TV rules, where the Mountain West is supposed to play on CBS Sports Network or ESPN Family of Networks? And will this continue to be a growing problem? In the beginning, it wasn't the problem with football. Now it is.
Yeah.
basketball about to go through the same kind of deal?
You know, Mike, I think the 9 o'clock is what concerns me. I'm not overly concerned about the 8 o'clock. I know that's maybe a little more difficult on a weeknight, but 8 o'clock certainly, that there's a big difference on a weeknight between 8 and 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
So we have two this year, obviously, and we're done with them. But we do have some 8 o'clock games. You know, fortunately for us, those 8 o'clock games are also against really good, they'd be good opponents. And so, you know, the next one being next Wednesday against Nevada, who's in first place right now. So, it's a concern, you know, just like it is in football. And, you know, once again, I'm gonna go back and talk about it. And, I think there's just more opportunities, for games to be televised.
Yeah.
And I think the Mountain West basketball has always kind of had the respect, but maybe just not the time slots that are available. And as you guys know, there's, I think you were talking about the 14-week, you know, expansion for football and all that kind of stuff. I mean, when is it enough to have all this stuff, you know, on TV? And when do people really get tired of watching it all? I mean, I know there's a lot of folks out there that'll watch sports till they're blue in the face, but it does seem like it's a little overkill right now.
Yeah, the saturation, in other words.
No doubt.
Yeah. I've kind of wondered when you have a tip-off at 9 o'clock. I know it fills a programming hole for them, but I guess versus what else they could broadcast, and 11 o'clock Eastern, a sort of remote regular season Mountain West game. I mean, what kind of audience is there versus going to a different network, CBS, earlier that, you know, is a better time slot for everybody?
Right.
And maybe if it's on DirecTV, I don't really care what station it's on. I get DirecTV, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little different. I don't tend to just watch sports just to watch it, and whatever I run into, I watch. You know, there's some things that I like to follow, certain teams and certain sports, and I don't just watch anything that's on TV. And I know there's a lot of people that'll just, you know, sit there and watch TV all day long, and the more they can get, the better, and that's fine. But
that's a small number.
That's probably a small number. I think you've got a passion for certain things, and you're going to watch it. And if you
now, JP watches all day. Just to clarify.
That's not true.
JP,
we need a new TV in the back studio.
I believe half of what these guys say, so I'm on your side, man. I just found out you were from Montana.
Attaboy.
I didn't know that. Laurel, Montana, is that right?
Exactly, Locomotives.
Wow. And you're still defending him?
I lived in Montana, JP. I've never even heard of the town. Where is it located?
Kurt, I think we had this discussion. It's 15 miles from Billings.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that.
Yeah.
I still don't know where that is.
There's nothing 15 miles from Billings. That's why. There's nothing.
No, I can't bash on Montana. That was a great place for us. So, anyways.
Yeah. But I guess the whole idea about what somebody will watch and when, that's where I wonder. I know it's important to the program, but if you can go with earlier tip-off times, because the gate in basketball, most basketball programs are struggling to make ends meet anyway.
Yeah.
This just makes it tougher. And so is there an arms race in mid-major college basketball, too, that's realistic?
I think so. You know,
because the NCAA money's thicker.
Yeah, it is. And again, for us, I don't mind us being on television. I do mind us playing at 9 o'clock. I think that's late for a basketball game. And, you know, fortunately, we don't have to deal with that anymore this season. And I hope 8 o'clock is still, you know, somewhat attractive to people that are going to come out. And we've got some big games ahead of us. And like I said, these things will be addressed at the end of the season just like they were for football. So hopefully we can at least, if we're going to have them, we can limit them, I guess is the best way to put it.